Yo, welcome back to episode 13 of the Camera Shack podcast. We are going to try something a little crazy today. Let me stop monitoring my audio for a second. Not for a second, it's totally. I don't like monitoring my audio. Kind of messes with you. We're trying something interesting today. I'm trying out a video version of the podcast. Now, I use Anchor, A-N-C-H-O-R, for my podcasting stuff. And I don't know about recently, but kind of recently, I think, they released the ability to do a video version of the podcast. Of your podcast. Well, a video episode of episode version. Who cares? Anyways, more story is this episode will be also video as along with audio. Now, you may be asking, Logan, how do I watch the video version of this episode? I have no idea. I'm assuming you watch it on Spotify somehow? I don't know. So, this will somehow be video somewhere. If you view it on the Anchor page, so anchor.fm/camerashack, all one word, it'll probably somehow be on there. I don't know. I'm just kind of YOLOing this. I'll probably do an episode or two as a video podcast, and we'll see how it goes. All right. So topic for today. It looks like the next thing on my list to talk about. I have a list of places I've gone to take photos at. A little sneak peek here. ViralCon, which will be today. Then we have, let's see, we might just skip on to the Ohio Renaissance Festival. 2022 should be incredibly interesting. Let's see, we got the Bellbrook Sugar Creek Cleanup. I don't know if I'll talk about that or not. We have some more Renaissance Festival, we have the Firefire shoot, which I'll have some hot takes for that. What is this? Wizarding Weekend. That'll be good. And the Viking Celebration. I think those are the big topics that we'll cover. So now I will say this is a video version of the podcast, so it'd probably be a good idea to visually show you things. That's what someone who was well prepared would say. And so, this is actually just going to be just a video of me talking. So I don't know if I'd actually bother tuning into the video version of this podcast, but you're welcome to, if you're crazy, I guess. So I'm going to skip back in time here. Sorry to ruin the illusion, but these podcasts I record months after the events happen. And, the next thing, is ViralCon, as I've said six times already. So this happened was July 23rd, 2022. I'm not gonna count. It's a long time ago. So basically, I heard about this from a photographer person, a friend who also does photography. We were talking, and they mentioned this is one of the events that they were planning on going to. They didn't actually end up showing up to it, but I looked into it and I was like, oh, this actually sounds kind of cool. So Viral is a company, Viral Tech, I guess to be more specific, but they are a computer building company. They build computers, but they also have a, I'm trying to think of the right word. They have a storefront basically that you can go to, and inside of it, they have computers. So I would show you, because this is a video podcast photos from the event, but I'm not going to edit those in. You can see them on website though, loganrickert.com/, just click on albums and click on ViralCon. Anyways though, they have 38 gaming computers, basically like a LAN center, and you can go in and play games. You pay money, you can play games on these 38 computers. And so, I'd never had heard of it until like 4 days for this was going to happen. So I basically just kind of showed up. So my I believe the two main lenses I use, I think I may have used the 24 to 70 a slide, like two or three photos, but almost all the rest were taken with a 50 millimeter f1.2 that I had rented from Lens Reynolds. And I took a few others with the 70-200, but primarily I used that 50 millimeter. Was this a 50 millimeter? Hold on, let me check. This may have been 85. See, this was taken with a 70, 24 to 70. All right, guys, we're doing some investigation. I may be like Mandela affecting myself right here. This may have been an 85. 85 f1.2. Okay, so this was an 85 millimeter f1.2. I have completely lied to you. This may have been, did I rent? I wonder if this was the first time I rented an 85 millimeter from Lens Reynolds. I think it is. Yeah. So this was the first time I had rented an F1.2 or an F1.2, 85. So since this photo shoot, I've rented both the 85. I think I rented it again at some point. But I've also rented the 50 millimeter. Yeah, okay. So I did rent the 85 millimeter again. And I've rented the 50 millimeter f1.2 twice. And out of the two lenses, so I guess a little side hot take here. Out of the two lenses, I think I like the zoom, I guess zoom's the wrong word, but I like the focal length of the 85 millimeter a lot better than the 50 millimeter for sure. But it's just too big and clunky and heavy. I much prefer the size and the weight of the 50 millimeter. I don't like the photos as much per se, but it still gets great photos, especially when it's not bright outside. Like if it gets pretty dark, great photos. Also, it's the 85 isn't as versatile, especially if things are like indoors. It just gets way too tight to take photos of people. With an 85 millimeter, like more than like one or two people. So I think as a much more versatile lens, I prefer the 50 millimeter. It'll also fit my camera bag. The 85 millimeter, it will fit if you try to like jam it into there, but I'm like, I don't want to jam it in there. And then it just doesn't really work. So that's why I much prefer the 50 millimeter, even though I like the image better of the 85 millimeter. I don't know where I was in the story of ViralCon, but I rented it from Lens Reynolds. I actually really like Lens Reynolds so far. I think I've rented like five or six times from now, and every time, you know, good stuff. Anyways, so inside the actual compound, like I guess compound, esports compound, they have the 38/40, I don't remember which one, I think it's 38 gaming computers. And it's pretty dark in there. I was just to see it. This photo I'm looking at right here that you can't see, I shot at 85 millimeters, f1.2, all the way open, 2000 ISO at 1/320, and it's decently exposed. You know, I like the exposure of this, so if that kind of gives you a feel for what kind of how dark it is, that may not give you a very good feel at all. But suffice to say, it was pretty dark, but you know, not so dark that it was unusable with the lens. I mean, it was a pretty cool event. So there was the idea of ViralCon was basically just like a convention, so to speak, for the company Viral. So they just invited the, you know, influencers and people like that who, you know, a well-versed with, you know, Viral and like the computers they build, and they want to just come out and hang out for a day, right? So that was the idea. I think they had free game time throughout the whole day. And then towards the end, they had different games and stuff, like a Warzone tournament and like a Smash tournament. At the very end of the day, then they had like an after party. They had like loud music and all that kind of stuff, and that was a a really fun time. Sorry, I was coughing there. It was really great. Let's see, how long has this been going for? Okay, I gotta fill. How much more time do I fill? Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I'm not gonna edit this once again. If you're unfamiliar with this podcast, why are you watching this? First off, but secondly. Or listening, I guess, if you're a listener podcast. But secondly, this is a no edit. I don't want to use the word lazy. Efficient podcast. A no edit efficient podcast. So I don't cut out the stupid stuff here. So the last episode, the main segment was 19 minutes. And what about the podcast for that one? 15 minutes. We're going to go for 4 more minutes here. Elvira was a really cool place. The people are cool and everything there. Let's say there was a UFC fighter. He came out and was hanging out. He has a Elvira PC. The Wright State esports team came out and they gave a little presentation about what it's like to be on an esports team, stuff like that. What else did we do? I'm flipping through here. It was kind of cool. Yeah, the little bit of car show going on. I think I said that already. The after party was pretty cool. It was very dark. I'm glad I have the F1.2. Let's see if I flip over to this. Okay, here we go. So the after party, these shots are kind of dark. They're not even properly exposed, I would say. I need to be a little bit brighter. And I was shooting all the way open, F1.2. 160 at ISO 2000. So I guess I could have increased it to 4000 ISO, like double. I think these would have been so much more bright. But the problem I think I was running into is that there was a stage, right? So it was in a big empty room, and they had a stage in the back with like lights. This is where it gets you. There's lights and stuff, and those lights are just so bright, and people are just kind of so close. That like the intensity of the light just illuminates their face beyond usability. So if it was like any brighter, then their face would just be solid green. Like there's just no recovering it. So I would have liked it brighter, but I just don't like. I think I would basically need like an Alexa, level dynamic range in order to really be able to not overexpose their face in a way that's unrecoverable. If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram at @TheLoganR. I would really appreciate it if you could check out some of the photos, maybe like a few, and give me a follow. It would really mean a lot. Now back to the episode. So for the second part here, I wanted to briefly talk about the new Canon R6 Mark II. They just recently announced it. Oh, I hit a plus instead. Now, I have looked at the specs, and it looks very similar. Now, if you're not familiar, the R6 Mark II is going to have a 24 megapixel CMOS sensor, so it's a little bit bigger than the R6 before. I think it's going to have about the same dynamic range, like for the ISO, I should say. It's about the same ISO range. Let's see, it's going to have 6K oversampled, uncropped 4K. So it's going to record at 6. So it's going to record 4K files downsampled from a 6K image. And then it's going to have the A stops of IBIS stuck in there. So, important question. Will I be buying an R6? No. I'm glad we could have this conversation. No. No. I don't know. I think my biggest problem... I used to own an R6, right? Absolutely loved the R6. The only small thing I don't like about the R6, which is actually a really massive thing, is that the IBIS is awful for videos. Awful. They've recently released an update for the R5, which made it quite a bit better under like 60 millimeters. But yeah, especially like if you're shooting at like 50 millimeters, it was like a 50% chance the footage is unusable. Anything below that, like if you're shooting at 35 millimeters, you might as well just not even, like, why are you recording this? Because it's garbage, right? So there you go. So I think the main reason I would really, like, I have had an R6 Mark II, I would need to be able to shoot video with it. So that's the main, that shoot video under 50 millimeters. So right now I have an R, just an EOS R for my, you know, backup / secondary camera. And the main thing I use with that is shooting video. And because there's no IBIS, the stabilization isn't as good, so a little bit more shaky. But let me tell you, all of the 35 millimeter recorded video, perfect. There's no insane IBIS wobble. It's not like I'm going through like a hurricane, like a I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Like, it's crazy. So yeah, it's interesting. I'll definitely look at the reviews and see how people like it, but I have really no interest in purchasing it. I might upgrade to the R5 Mark II when it comes out. But the problem with upgrading like that is the availability, right? So I would have to sell my current R5, then upgrade to the R5 Mark II, and it may be difficult to obtain R5 Mark II. So I don't want to sell it and then have to wait like 2 months in order to get an R5 Mark II, you know, unless this came out like literally like February, right? Because I think, if I remember from last year, like February, March, I basically took like $0 just because there's nothing going on. It's like basically winter, snowing, everything like that. But yeah, I wouldn't really want to run that. Like, I would want to have the R5 Mark II confirmed, like have it. But, you know, it's like a chicken and the egg. I don't really have, you know, $5,000 to just kind of put in a holding pattern, then sell it, right? And I have to hope that I can sell the R5, right? Because I when I bought my R5, I bought mine used, actually. Got a good deal on it. And it was like the only R5 in the whole tri-state area for sale used. So I don't know if there's really a market for it. Like, if I tried to sell it, yeah, I can. I think I might not. It may be hard. I'm worried that it might be hard to sell used, because there may not be many people looking for it. You know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't want to sell on like on eBay, right? I'm not going to throw it up on eBay and hope that I don't get scammed, right? So, you know, I'd really want to sell it to someone at least somewhat local, get cash, and then, you know, call it a day. So I guess that's kind of my thoughts on that. So, thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast. If you enjoyed, please consider sharing it with your friends. I'd really like to try and grow the podcast a lot more. If you haven't already, check me out on Instagram @TheLoganR. And until next time, thanks.